Welcome to the candidate debate forum for the first district Lake County Commissioner seat. This is Kitty Mayo with the Lake County Press. This debate is ahead of the Tuesday, August 8th primary that will narrow the field to two candidates for the November election. We're coming to you from the Claire Nelson Center in Finland. There are six candidates for the position, all participating in tonight's forum. Your moderator will be Dan Cahill. This radio broadcast and webcast is a partnership between Two Harbors Public Access TV, KTWH Community Radio, and the Lake County Press.
Candidate debate for the Lake County Commissioner District 1 position being held here at the Claire Nelson Center on Tuesday, July 25th, 2023 at 7 o'clock p.m. We are streaming live online at ktwh.org, and I just want to start the event with the Pledge of Allegiance. So if everyone could rise. Yep. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America.
If you could please remain standing as we have a moment of silence in memory of Pete Walsh, who is our former commissioner. Started. The primary elections for this. Primary elections will be held on August 8th, 2023, with the top two candidates from those elections advancing to the general election on November 7th, 2023. Absentee voting and mail-in ballots are available leading up to that August 8th election. So I would first quick like to do an introduction by name of each of our candidates. If you could just kind of wave when I say your name. We have Paul Hartshorn, Jack Nelson, Mark Harmon, Joe Baldich, Steve Murrell, and Colby Abbas. My name is Dan Cahill Matthews. I'm a volunteer who was asked to be a moderator for this event. I'm a resident of District 1 and an undecided voter. And my goal here is to be as impartial as possible in my role as moderator. To keep our debate on time, we will not field questions from the audience. In lieu of this, we have tables at the back with some information on the roles and responsibilities of county commissioners, along with paper for writing questions. I will compile these questions and send them all in an email to the candidates so that they can have a chance to respond to those questions. And we will send them for publication to the newspaper serving our county as well. So if you have questions, please feel free to write them down on the paper in the back. Quick explanation of the format here. We'll start with longer introductions from each candidate, and then after that we'll go into six rounds of questions with 1 minute of initial response from each candidate, followed by a 30-second rebuttal. And then we'll do that for six rounds, rotating through the candidates, and then at the end there'll be 1 minute for closing statements. I have a dice roller here on my phone. For the introductions, we have Mark Harmon. So we have 5 minutes per candidate for the introductions.
I'm going to stand. I don't know. Might be best. Short story is about where I was, where I'm from. I was conceived in Ely. That's what I tell my friends up in Ely. My great aunt and uncle had a jewelry store in Ely, and my other great aunt was a principal of a Lincoln grade school way back, elementary school, for over 40 years. So I joked with my mom that maybe I was conceived in Ely. He came and visited the Stember Jewelry. My brother Rob, oldest brother, was a city administrator his whole career. And we talked politics over the fire and et cetera. And we talked about why someone wants to go into public service. What do you hope to achieve? You have a reason to do it. Well, you want to have your say in what goes on wherever you live. And that's the crux of why I'm doing it. It's something I've always wanted to do. And the commissioner job, my brother stated that was probably the best job in state government, that you were able to travel, visit as many people in your district as possible, representing them. So you've got your hand in things by getting to know everyone that's in your district. So I would plan to do that. Tough to get past the primary. A couple of days ago, I was ready to pull out of this race after reading who these guys were, how long they've been here. So I'm stuck in the race. So. But I'll go less than 5 minutes. Thank you very much.
Let's continue to the right. Jack.
To the right. I guess I'll stand if you did. Yeah. Good evening, everybody. I just did a little quick printout here. My name is Jack Nelson. I'm a lifelong resident of Lake County, a graduate of William Kelly High School. I am the father of 7 kids and 10 grandkids. I live in Finland now with my wife, Teresa, and we have operated a trucking business for over 21 years in our location down here, closer to 23, actually. I retired off the fire department here in Finland after 23 years of service. I worked for North Shore Mining for 20 years. I also worked in the logging industry for the better part of my younger life when I was up around the Isabella, Ely area. I am a former supervisor of the Crystal Bay Township, short, but was there. Member of the National Federation of Independent Business. I'm a member of the Associated Contract Loggers and Truckers. I'm a NRA member. My family has a history of county and government service here for many years. I have had 2 uncles that have been commissioners and served our county well, I believe. I believe the common sense approach is the best way, and I hope I can gain your guys' confidence in your vote. Thank you.
My name is Paul Hartshorn. I have been in Lake County since 1953. Went to school at Sabia Landing, graduated from William Kelly, worked for Reserve Mining Company, spent 4 years in the Navy, went back to Reserve until it shut down. Bounced around, worked in the woods, did a lot of different jobs for about 8 years, and I went to work for LTV. Worked for them for 10 years. They shut down, and I figured I didn't want to shut down a third mining company, so I went to work as a millwright out of a union hall in 1348 in Virginia. And I bounced around from job to job to job to job, and spent a lot of time in the paper mills and the board plants and the tack plants. I applied for this job because I want to do it for the people. I think I can help. I think I can help run the county. Thank you.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Colby Abaz, and so I'm running for county commissioner to serve you and the entirety of my community here in Fall Lake, Little Murray, Silver Bay, Crystal Bay, and the surrounding areas. I like to think that I bring a fresh perspective and a willingness to ask questions, dig deep, and seek creative solutions, which are greatly needed to continue thriving as a community now and long into the future. For those of you that don't know me, I was born right here in Finland, Minnesota. I'm young, but I also have a lot of experience that's relevant. I was very active in student senate in college, and then have been on a numerous boards and committees since then, and most recently was town clerk of Crystal Bay right here where I live. And so I was born here, but then I moved away for a while for school, did some world travel, and I got to experience so many wonderful people, places, communities, but there's something special about the Northwoods here that always was drawing me home. And so I have moved back now to the family farmstead right here in Finland. And now I want to give back to the community by working to keep it a thriving place that we all want to live in. So I'm fortunate that I have family here in this community, but there are so many others that I know about that want to move here and fill the many needed jobs that we have, but they can't find a place to live. And so I actually personally explored buying a property as an investment, but then also to provide long-term rental housing that's so desperately needed, and got a whole new window into that problem of the costs of property are just unsustainably high, which is the same problem those of us long-term residents are facing that's threatening to price us out of homes that we've lived in for generations. And so that's definitely an area that the county should and needs to be working hard on. There's a lot of work to achieve that. There's a lot of market factors at play. The county has a lot of restrictions put on by the state and other entities into what it can do. And so we need to be creative and look at creative ways that we can address that or at least mitigate the impacts of that challenge. So those are some of the challenges I see in my community. And I, as your commissioner, want to face those challenges and will work tirelessly to address them. Thank you.
I'm Steve Marlt. A lot of people know me as Pony. And the reason the name is Pony is because people didn't know how to say my last name. So I would, when I was in the service, they said, Mar is in March, Olt is in Colt. So the guy said, we'll call you Spring Pony. Well, when I moved up here, they chopped off the spring and I became Pony. So that's where that came from, in case you're wondering. I was born and raised on the Iron Range in Gilbert. I was one of seven. I moved to Silver Bay in 1994, and from there I met my wife Cheryl, who works at City Hall, and we have two grown children, and we've lived there ever since. I served my country in the U.S. military. I was in the Navy. I was a Persian Gulf War veteran. I was an electrician in the reactor field, so I operated the steam plant and the reactor while I was on board, while in the Gulf. I also serve my community. I'm all about serving. And when called upon, I always say yes. Someone asked me to be on the city council. So I said, sure, I'll do that. And it's because I want to give back. When you're in the service, and I think Paul would even understand that, as a service member, you're there to serve. You're there to serve the community, to serve whoever is about. That's who I am. I also serve the community. I was a former hockey coach. I was a basketball coach. I was a baseball coach. I'm also was a volunteer fireman for the city of Silver Bay. I put in about 16 years. And that was one of Pete's biggest to his heart that he loved was the fire department and the safety with the sheriff's department, fire and rescue, all of that. And that's dear to my heart also. There, I know there are some issues up in Fall Lake. They're working on that, getting an ambulance service and stuff. And that's good. We'll continue that. while I was on the city council, I was on numerous boards. I was on EDA. I was on planning and zoning, liquor commission, and, you know, as Colby here mentioned about the housing, that is one issue that needs to be looked at here in Lake County. And when I was on the city council in Silver Bay, I did a lot of behind-the-scenes work to make sure that we got the assisted living in Silver Bay. As a county commissioner, I would look to expand that to get into different areas, especially our district. We have a big district, and, it's rural. It's hard, but we're going to work to get stuff for our district. I retired very young, so I have lots of time for this job, and this job takes a lot of time. I've been told that by the county commissioners when I talk to them, but I'm willing to do it. And I am here to serve you. If you want me, you will vote for me. If you don't, you'll vote for one of these people. It doesn't matter who's in in the position. It's how you feel that they will do the job for you. So I'm here to serve you, and I would appreciate your vote. Well, thank you.
Hi, my name is Joe Baltich. I'm from town of Fall Lake. I actually live 15 miles northeast of Ely on the Fernberg Road. I was born in Ely and raised, pretty much in the town of Fall Lake for my entire life. I spent all my time at the family resort. My grandfather built the first cabin in 1939, and it's still operating today. That was the place that I grew up at. I was also on the Ely City Council. I was the mayor of Ely way back when. That was in another life, back when I was 25. And then also I was on the city council for a number of years. And I was way back. I started out as the president of the Ely Chamber of Commerce at a quite young age. That's after graduating from UMD with a degree in business. I have a lot of experience in tourism. I've spent 50 solid years dealing with customers and tourism and the advancement of our small resort. It's a small resort, big resort. They are a little different from time to time, but for the most part, the principle is still the same. You need to get people into your cabins. Spent a lot of time dealing with customers and listening to what they need and meeting those needs. I also guided at the age of 14 for about 20 years and did all of this stuff. It was tourism. My entire background is tourism related. I'm running for this county commissioner position mainly because I want a strong and vibrant county when I'm 80 years old. I'm 62 going on 63, so that's only 17 years. That's not that far from now. But right now I feel like the county isn't expanding as it maybe could. I could be wrong, but I'd sure like to see industry come to this county, taking advantage of some of the things the county has to offer so that we can bring a younger populace in, because if you look around the room right here, the average age is not 20. So it's I hate to say it. We're all older, and we do need to have young people move into this county, and we need a way to get them here for year-round employment. Coming from the tourism industry, that is not going to carry us. I hate to tell you this. It's a seasonal business. We need something that goes year-round. And as a result, I decided to get into this attempt to get into this position because I feel I have a lot of experience in a lot of areas and I'm a pretty quick study in all sorts of topics. I also have a lot of contacts that go all the way to Washington, D.C. and in the state that I've picked up over the years. And, you know, will they be the solution to everything? I don't know, but they'll sure be a place for us to start to go over and see if we can gain something from there and get some amenities to the entire county. And from a district standpoint, I'll work hard for the district. That's a given, right? But I'm going to work hard for the county because the district is one part of the county. And we need an entire county that's strong, not just the district. And we need the whole, you know, we kind of need it right across the board as best we can do. And that is my intent. Thank you.
Thank you, candidates. So just a reminder for the format from this point forward is I will pose a question. Each candidate will have, following the same order at first and then rotating down one, will have 1 minute to make an initial response to that question. Then we will go through the order a second time with 30 seconds for additional clarifications or rebuttals. I do have 30-second, 10-second, and yep. So that was my arts and crafts project today. Yeah, I think that kind of does it. Are there any questions at this moment?
Is the candidate required to answer the question?
No, you're not. And you're not required to use the whole time either. You can return the time at any point if you would like. So, thank you. All right. So, following the same order, starting with Mark Harmon, the first question is, what would you say are your top three priorities in the role of county commissioner? And how do you plan to address them?
Start the clock. I'm not sure where the priority is. Personally, I'm into trash pickup. I do a lot of picking up of trash.
cigarette butts. One of the first things I'll do is ban cigarette butts being thrown on the ground. There's a marketing idea that I have for that. Altoid boxes, the Altoid mint boxes. I've got one in my clutch bag, so cigarette butts go in those, and I'll give those free away to any smoker that will vote for me in this position. Invasive species, you've heard of buckthorn. It's pretty light here in Lake County. There's not much at all, but in St. Louis County, in the town of Ely, it was planted way back, and I consider it the devil on earth, and I will personally eradicate almost all of Ely with some help. I'll yield my time.
Thank you. Jack Nelson.
Question again, though.
What would you say are your top three priorities in the role of county commissioner, and how do you plan to address them?
Well, first and foremost, I think Joe touched on it, good employment. We have to keep people working here. We have to keep our kids here. We have to keep the industry going here. You cannot keep pushing back to the point of shutdown for a lot of the industry, and I like to see that keep moving forward. I would like the county to work with the state more. We have, I'm going to touch on it later, but we have a lot of issues with roads and just general infrastructure of this county. And I think working together with the state and the feds coming in, we could shape things up and get things better. The third priority I would have would be to be a guy that you could pick the phone up or we could go have coffee with, and we can talk about things and we can bounce ideas. We might not always agree with what my perspective is or your perspective, but hopefully somewhere in the middle we can come up with a good plan and better this county and keep it moving forward.
Well, I'll get used to it, I think, pretty quick. Yeah, and maybe I could change where I'm sitting so that we have a better view. Would that help?
No, you're fine.
Okay.
I just got to look at it.
Yep. Paul Hartern?
I guess one of my main concerns is fire and rescue and our ambulance service. I know they're having trouble finding people. We need to get the younger people involved in that. I was in the past. I was on Finland Fire Department for a few years. Housing is necessary. I mean, we got lots of people that would probably move into this area if we had housing. And the third thing is recycling and trying to improve our environment. Maybe keep some of the garbage out of the gravel pits. I'll yield the rest of my time.
Colby Abbas.
Okay, thank you for the wonderful question. I think my top three priorities would definitely be to make sure that the county services that we already have and any kind of new ones we develop are reaching all of our community, not just those are close to two harbors or have good internet connection. I think we also need to really address the waste challenge. Our landfill that we all feed right now is going to be full within a couple years, and so that's definitely an important thing that the county needs to be working on and is already taking some action on. Lastly, the housing, which I already talked about a little bit, but one kind of creative idea as an example of the kind of things I want to look for is, can we develop some sort of rebate program? No one should ever be priced out of a home that they've been living in for a long time because of the way valuations are done in our county, and that's unfortunately stuck by the state on us. But maybe we can develop a way to actually provide some rebates to make sure folks can stay in their homes for as long as they want to and figure out a way to do that as a county.
So, as far as I go, my priorities are to the voters.
So I want to have meetings with the voters and find out. There are some things that I have in the back of my mind. Housing is one of them, because we have to keep the kids here. And they, in order to keep them here, you have to have housing in order for them to have the jobs. Taxes. Taxes have gone way out of who knows where they're at. And we got to figure out what's going on with them. I started looking into that already. I found two different areas. We can talk about that a little more. And in rescue, when Paul talked about getting guys on rescue, I would suggest we look at enticing them with a pension plan, just like the fire departments have. And then Fall Lake with their representation. I mean, there's just so many of them. Yield back to balance.
And Joe Baltich.
All right. I would like to... three goals would be broadband internet. A lot of people are going, broadband, that's all we ever hear about. But for a younger crowd and a younger audience to attract them, we need that particular amenity because so many people work from home now. I'm not a real cat. I'm not thrilled with the home working, but hey, it's somebody here moving that we get to move in, maybe build a house and contribute to the tax base. I want to see that. It would help me. In my business, as an artist, I would be able to do things across the internet. The other thing I would like to see is I'd like to see the county, instead of wishing and hoping that there was a way to solve the tax problem, I think we should load up a bus and go down to the state and find who's charging all these taxes and put on a show. Instead of saying, well, let's hope we can work something out, let's go down there and tell them this has got to stop. Because they just spent $17 billion of our money down there. So I hate to say it. We need to get this back to the county somehow. And I think we're going to have to do it ourselves. And the other thing is industry. We need to bring in more industries, something along logging. Logging would be good. Lots of things there. I'll talk more about it later. Thank you.
Well done to all candidates for keeping within the time constraints. I'm not very good at being a bully, so thank you for making my job easy. We'll start again with Mr. Harmon for 30 seconds of additional clarification or rebuttal.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, I'll restart it. Yep.
I'm going to yield my time.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
I agree with all aspects of what we're all talking about. I think we're all on the same page as far as the county expenditures and getting control of this monster of property tax, which is putting a big hurt on the whole population, young and old. I'll yield.
Mr. Hartford?
Yeah, as far as taxes go, I don't understand why. I live in a $100,000 house. My neighbor builds a $1 million house. Then my taxes should go up. As far as the bottles and cans, maybe we should, the county should pressure the state into putting a rebate on them like Michigan and some of the other states have.
Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
I think several folks have brought up wanting to kind of bring new industries to our area, which I definitely agree with, and I think we need the stable jobs that different industries bring. And one particular industry that has come across my radar is biochar. When we talk about we have a really abundant forest resource, and one thing we can do with a lot of that low-grade wood is turn to biochar, which has great industrial uses and also has great uses for agriculture and enriching the soil. And it's a carbon sink. So there's so many different benefits that could come from that, and it would fit very harmoniously with our industry.
Mr. Morrow?
Yeah. So I'm back on the taxes. What I've looked into, what I've found so far, and I'd like to keep looking into this, one of the reasons of taxes is Minnesota Power had a devaluation of a lot of their things. And also, how many of you remember the school referendum where they said your taxes won't go up? They are going up. So we have to look into that. And I'll just leave it at that. Being the time zone.
Thank you. Mr. Baltic?
One thing we haven't said here, we've only been here a few minutes, is what can we cut at the county level for expenditures that would also alleviate the need for some taxes? An example, North Shore Journal a couple months ago, I read about how the county's got crumbling buildings all over the county. They don't know what to do with. They're turning to the public for help. And I said, wow, they need millions. And so then we fast forward last month, they bought the school from somebody. And they said, well, now we got to figure out what to do with it. Hopefully Two Harbors is on board. We can tear it down. Maybe the IRRRB. I think we need a little bit more planning that way.
Thank you, Mr. Baltich. All right. So now we're going to start with Mr. Nelson and move to the right, just so everyone has a chance to be the first to speak and the last to speak. This question is, what is your communication plan to keep residents in District 1 informed regarding the work you will do as commissioner?
Okay, that's different from the agenda that you were mailed out, or were you emailed, or are we going to go to that one later, or what?
Oh, those were possible topics for the conversation. There shouldn't have been questions on the agenda that you were given. They were just possible topics.
Well, I took it as that was going to be our topic line, but
I apologize for that confusion.
You should.
That's not what we're. So, yeah, feed me again there. What was it now you said?
Okay. It is, what is your communication plan to keep residents in District 1 informed regarding the work you will do as commissioner?
Well, I think that's pretty simple. A communications plan is, we all know what the papers are. We all know what Facebook is. There's a lot of younger people that use the social media route. I believe there's a lot of older people that do not use that need communication through the mail, through even a phone call, because we still have phones. I believe that would be my communication route, and that's how I would keep in touch with the district, and maybe even some community meetings around the whole the Lake County, not just in a specific spot here or down Two Harbors. Get Fall Lake involved, try to get everybody involved, cover the whole area. That's what I do.
I kind of feel the same way as Jack. Maybe have a little article in North Shore Journal, because I know it goes to anybody that gets mail in the county, and two counties get that. Maybe put a little article in there once a month or whatever. I know the state and federal candidates used to send out stuff. I haven't got anything for a while now, but. But otherwise, I pretty much agree with Jack. Go to meetings and talk over coffee.
Thank you, Mr. Abbas.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a lot of existing communication channels already out there. A lot of the county meetings are recorded and streamed, or there are regular articles in the newspaper. But a lot of people don't know about those, and a lot of things just will kind of happen in the background, often because it takes many meetings and months for things to evolve. And so I think part of my job would be to kind of echo those channels and make sure everyone's aware of what channels of communication are out there, and then very individually have one-on-one conversations. Be present in every region regularly and talking to folks, calling folks, and having community champions in the different area that I can reach out to if there's a particular issue that comes up that might be relevant to something that's going on in that community, reach out to them directly and bring them into the conversation. So we all need to be more engaged and need to have our voice heard in the county decisions and not find out about it months later. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Morrow?
So, yeah, I agree with Jack and Paul and Colby. Just to expound on that, I would try to at least once a month in the different areas, Fall Lake, Finland area, Silver Bay, have like a go to breakfast with the county commissioner or a lunch or even a supper. Because sometimes people, they might be working during the day, so we might have to have it in the evening more. But that's the personal touch. Also to get the phone number out, possibly a Facebook page so that they can follow what's going on. Just give them bullets of what's happening. But you also, every area has the committee of the wholes where the county commissioners will go there. And that's another avenue that people can go. But people have to show up. They have to have any interest also. And that's who I'm there to serve, is the people.
Thank you. Mr. Baltich?
I plan to do it kind of like that, a little differently. I tend to write a lot, and I'm not afraid to spend a lot of time in Facebook. Facebook, you're going, Facebook, I'm not on it. A lot of people are, however, so you can find through sources. That's one great way to do it because it doesn't cost anything. If we're going to be putting ads in the North Shore Journal or anything, no offense intended, we would be, it's going to be, they're going to, they got to be paid for that. And it might, I don't know if that's budgeted, but it's certainly an idea. The other thing is a meet and greet, something maybe not every month, but every 3 months where we get together. I'd come down here or go down to Silver Bay and the rec center there and meet with people just to have a meeting. And I do like his breakfast idea because it involves food. So, but the other thing is I think, well, I would spend a lot of time. I wouldn't do just, I'd be a little bit more detailed, probably a little sub meetings that I was at. You'd be hearing about it in social media. That's the way I've experienced that for many years, and it does it's a very effective way to get the word out.
Thank you, Mr. Baltich. Mr. Harmon?
Town hall meetings. I think that's the ticket. A few every other month, three maybe or four a year, spread out. When you type in lakecounty.org, you immediately go to Illinois. Lake County, Illinois. So the URL listing, we need a little more press on getting Lake County, Minnesota to maybe come to the top first. But I think town hall meetings are the best way, and I am a good cook. I would bring food. Mr. Baltich, you're welcome to come.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Harmon. 30 seconds for any additional clarifications or details, beginning with Mr. Nelson.
No, I'm good.
As far as streaming, if it wasn't for my granddaughter, I wouldn't be able to stream. And I know there's a whole lot of people that are older than I am that are not that computer literate.
Thank you, Mr. Hartford. Mr. Abbas?
I think, like I said before, the in-person and one-on-one conversations are where the really meaningful connections happen. But I think I'm already showcasing how I would connect with everyone. I already have a website for my campaign, and I would want to continue that in that role. To have a place that's always available whenever you have an opportunity or have a question, you can go there, easily contact me, and also see important information. Like, I have a bunch of info on how to vote and how to engage in the election process. And so I want to continue things like that, where there's information readily available, easily findable for anyone at any time, and then obviously direct conversations with me.
Thank you, Mr. Buzz. Mr. Morrow?
Nothing more to add.
Thank you. Mr. Baltich?
The only thing I'd say is that, you know, certainly I put my phone number out there, but also to this is all in theory. Maybe we'll come up with a better way to actually communicate with everybody. But I sure would like something better because you never know what's going on at the county. You hear about the meeting and the agenda goes by and you don't always see the agenda. And it's nice to have a face-to-face like this. So we'd have to refine something. But again, social media is a good place to start. My phone number two.
Thank you. So we're going to shift the beginning down to Mr. Hartshorn for this next round. The question is regarding whole district representation. Our district stretches from Lake Superior to the border with Canada and has residents living in nearly opposite corners in the northwest and southeast of Lake County. While representing such a large geographic area, how do you plan to represent all of your constituents in a meaningful way?
I plan on going to town meetings, township meetings in Fall Lake. I know where Fall Lake is. I have my brother had his appendix taken out in the hospital and went in, I don't know, 55 or 56. I've got relatives out there, definitely know where Fall Lake is. And the same thing with Finland. Although the county, Crystal Bay Township has their meeting, the county has their meeting at large in the county, so you either skip that meeting or, but I live in Finland. you can come and talk to me anytime you want. I'm at our place every morning for coffee. So.
Oh, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hartshorn. Mr. Abbas?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really important issue. We are a very big district, and to use Fall Lake as my example, but this would obviously apply to all the other areas, I've already been doing a lot of cold calling and asking people, like, what are the issues you're having up there? What are your challenges you're facing? And I think that's a really important way, is not just that you're talking with people, but how you approach it with questions, wanting input, wanting to listen, wanting to learn from the people in the areas that I maybe am not as familiar. And I also like have an event up there tomorrow. And so if people who are streaming want to meet me in person, that's a great opportunity. And so, yeah, it's really about connecting with people and listening and asking questions, and then obviously answering any questions that folks have in the community, but making sure to do that and be present and make the effort that it takes to do the calls, do the door knocking, do the drive up there.
Thank you. Mr. Morrow?
Mine will be short and sweet. These guys hit it right on the head. They'll do the same thing that they're doing. No sense saying it again.
Mr. Baltich?
I would just say that I think that it'd probably be best to pop in at various township meetings. You know, to go in the district and say hi. And again, I would like to say, because I'm fully planning on doing this, going to Silver Bay and stopping in here and having an evening like this, maybe for an hour at 7 o'clock at night, and, you know, shoot the bull and let you know what I've done, where we're at, what I'm doing, and what you would like me to do. And that's the best way. I think the person to persons be good. And then also the whole, again, I'm back to social media, but I know not everybody's on it, but some people can help other people out, and we can get the ball rolling that way. So,
thank you, Mr. Harmon.
The Lake County Commissioners have a website. It's not easy to get to it, but all the questions from anybody in the district could go to Lake County Commissioners. I would like to hire an assistant if I get past the primary, which I don't think I'm going to do, but have some extra hands and an extra brain to not only field questions, answer the phone. I'd be open for answering questions 6 days a week. And one of my favorite things in the world is to travel, to do road trips. So don't forget, we've got one of the most iconic counties in the country. I'm learning more and more history every day. And it doesn't get much better than this, so your input is necessary. Phone calls, emails, pretty easy.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're all in the same vein, but on a social media page, definitely, but how about socializing? How about going over to the bars or going to Ely, Grand Ely Lodge, and see people and meet people and talk to people, whether it's in Silver Bay or what. I do that a lot. I get out and about and get approached a lot by different people. But, you know, I'm, as a commissioner, I'd be more than willing to sit and talk to them or whatever, if we have a beer, if we have a pop, whatever. I think we've lost that old art of getting out and being neighborly to everybody else. That's me.
Thank you. 30-second round for additional responses.
I would like to add to that Silver Bay residents could come and see me at North Shore Area Partners. I'm usually there on Tuesdays and sometimes Thursdays. But I usually go to town on Tuesdays and do my grocery shopping and we'll stop in the North Shore Area Partners and have coffee. And that's it. Yeah, like Jack says, communication, talking to people.
Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
I think I'll use my 30 seconds just to have an opportunity to highlight some of what I've been hearing in my conversation that I've already been having in Fall Lake about the great interest in getting equal access to the services the county already has, and then also access to emergency service via internet, which I know isn't directly done by the county, but all those same waste management needs that the rest of the county gets, Fall Lake also wants to be able to get that. And that's such an important issue, and so I hear you.
Thank you. Mr. Morrow?
I take
just have an open door policy, have my phone number that people can call. And like Jack says, you know, out in the bar or out at a restaurant, wherever you see people at the grocery store, be open to them. Listen. Listen to the people. You're there to serve them. So that's what I would do. And if you want to go to the lounge in the morning, I play cribbage there.
Good game.
Thank you. So I do have time.
Mr. Baltich?
One of the questions I have is regarding the town of Fall Lake is, how come we don't have broadband internet? Right across from my driveway, there's a big pile of fiber optic cable. It's been there for over 8 years. That all came there. It's hanging off the poles right now and everything. Why were we forgotten in that county when this entire district should have been represented from top to bottom? So I've got a little bit of a gripe that way, but I plan to go to meetings up and down this county. I'm not going to let that happen to Silver Bay or Finland, what happened to us. So I really want to see equality.
Thank you, Mr. Balton. Mr. Harmon?
I'll pass.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
I'm good. Great.
Thank you. So we're going to rotate now. Mr. Baz will be the first one to start. This next question is regarding accessible and affordable housing. As property taxes rise and family homes are being purchased for short-term vacation rentals, Lake County residents are finding it hard to afford their homes. Aging residents have fewer options for aging in place. If families can't afford to live here, our population decreases, revenues drop, and our communities are greatly impacted. Do you have a plan to increase access to housing for folks that want to live here and relieve the tax burden for homeowners?
Yeah, I feel like I've already talked some about the piece of that problem as far as how do we continue to afford living in the homes we've lived in. And so I want to focus more on how do we have available rental housing and housing for purchase for people that want to move here and work here and join our community. And that's an issue I've already been working on through Crystal Bay Township and some grants and programs we've been doing there, and hope to continue that work. And then also want to really magnify what I'm able to do in that arena through being Lake County Commissioner. And I think some really key elements to that is how can we do it in a way that fits the character and charm of why we live here in this rural community. We don't want a big apartment building. We want homes that people can live in, that can be comfortable and can fit in our natural environment, our forests, our rivers, our lakes. And so we really need to make sure that there are active community conversations and we're engaging the whole populace in designing what the housing of our community looks like and be proactive about how we do that as a county and as individual communities.
Thank you, Mr. Buss. Mr. Marl?
So each area of the district is a little different as far as their needs. So you got to talk to the people and see what they want. Does Finland want an apartment building? Do they want rental units? Does Fall Lake want that? They're more up in the tourism. Silver Bay is a little different. They're more populated. And I know the county right now is working with Silver Bay and the wings, looking at putting another apartment building in Silver Bay. But it would be nice to have other areas of the district to have, whether it's rental homes or apartment buildings, but there's lots of strings attached to that stuff. So you have to be aware of what you're actually getting and what you're putting in. So.
Thank you. Mr. Baltich?
How do we determine who is going to put in an apartment unit or system or housing, and how is it going to operate? I mean, we've kind of left out the factor. I don't think the county wants to be in the rental business. I really don't advise that. I'm coming from a rental business, and it's the last thing they want to do. So do you have private entities coming in? How do you get them to come in and build? And how do they support that complex or that the housing system they have until there are jobs that will support the people who can afford to rent those properties? It's a double-edged or a triple-edged sword. There's a lot of moving pieces to this whole puzzle, and it's not an easy question to answer. I really think we need to I think we're a little too surface here, and I don't think we can achieve the depth that we need without more discussion. So basically that's where I'm at right now.
Thank you. Mr. Harmon?
I've built a lot of homes, cabins, dwellings of all sorts.
We've got timber here that is available. I guess you'd have to, in the beginning of or prior to November election, there should be a debate between the two final candidates to discuss exactly what is your game plan. Who do you want to connect with? What is a 3 or 5 year vision? There's ways to build sustainably and as green as possible, but you can't tell someone how to build their home. They're going to build it with their money and their fashion. There's thin ice there in telling people what you're going to build, what we're going to allow you to build. So there'll be a lot of discussions necessary. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
I'd like to ask for a little clarification.
Sure.
When you say accessible and affordable housing, what are you talking?
Accessible housing, meaning housing for like people of all abilities, aging in place, so that they can remain in their home or remain in their community, as opposed to being brought to a retirement facility or other kind of residential living. And then affordable is like talking about property taxes rising when some of us are on more fixed incomes, being able to maintain the homes that we have been paying for times.
So we're not talking low-income housing?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to be clear on that,
what
we're talking here, because
yep.
low-income housing brings low-income people. And we're trying to promote the county and create jobs and sustain a good way of living. So after you've defined that, Lake County needs to promote more senior living housing, actually. They need to do that, and by doing that, you would open up new markets because you'd have these seniors moving out of their houses that they've been in into some really nice senior living apartments, well cared for. And starter homes should not mean $300,000 houses. I mean, let's be real here, people. A starter home, for a lot of us that have come up through the ranks, sometimes it was a trailer house, whatever. You can't automatically assume that you're going to get this house here, and land is very limited here. There's only so much land to give away or use or sell or whatever. And investors, in Joe was saying, they have to have some skin in the game. It can't be all free tax money, this or that, because it's really easy to walk away from that stuff. Whether you're invested in it or, you know, that makes a difference. That's all I have.
Thank you. Mr. Hartshorn?
One thing that has helped as far as staying in our homes, getting older, is North Shore Area Partners is able to go like into Finland and help people. Where before, and I could tell you lots of stories about it because I needed help and couldn't get any, they would not go past Highway 1. And we need land. We need places for people to go. I've been, maybe make things a little bit simpler to sell something. I've been trying to sell 10 acres of land for 6 months and haven't got permission from the county to do it yet.
Thank you. 30-second round, beginning with Mr. Abbas.
I want to address the kind of question that's been raised by a couple of folks as far as who does housing. I think the county has a really critical role in the housing crisis and addressing it. Because that's how we're going to make sure that the housing development that does happen is in the character the community wants and not at the whim of the developer or whomever happens to do it. The reality is also that market factors and the developers out there are not meeting our community needs for housing. And so that's definitely a place where the county should come in and make sure to like figure out a way that it can be in the interest of all who live.
Thank you,
here.
Mr. Abbas. Mr. Morrow?
So as the county commissioner, you're going to have to find people that are willing to come in and build, whether it's apartment buildings or housing. And I know the county right now has built some houses like in Two Harbors and whatever. They need to expand that and come our way a little bit. And as a county commissioner, I would definitely be pushing for more up this way to help that go on quicker.
Thank you. Mr. Baltich?
As a county, I still don't see how we can tell them, well, we can have something, guidelines that we'd expect them to follow and some goals that we're trying to achieve, but we have to find somebody willing to meet those goals and guidelines that the county puts forth. And then also, too, the people the units have to fill, or you're not going to get any investment. I mean, so it's really easy to say, let's fix the problem, but fixing the problem is rather involved. And again, this is going to be more than what we're going to solve here tonight, I'll tell you right now.
Thank you, Mr. Baltich. Mr. Harmon?
It takes a lot of dialogue, a lot of discussions. Lake County Press, North Shore Journal, they could suggest that people, I don't know, write your own editorial about where your head is at, where you want this county to be in 3 to 5 years. It's not hard to talk about things, but to have the locals put their finger on specific issues, they could do that through the press and the media, probably the quickest way possible. So.
Thank you, Mr. Harmon. Mm-hmm. Mr. Nelson?
Standard housing. Do not try to customize and build custom houses for people that think they want it this way right now, because if you get a standard, you can always sell a standard. It'll always be filled. If you have income, I think that's the way to go. This customizing dream of fluff houses or however, it's a specialty and it's not going to sell.
Thank you. Mr. Hartshorn?
We need some better paying jobs for people who build houses. You probably aren't going to build a house on waitress wages or house cleaning wages. We need some better paying jobs in the county. We need to expand that.
Thank you.
You're in tune to KTWH LP.
So this round I'll start with Mr. Morrow. Question is regarding fire, law enforcement, search and rescue services. With many communities in District 1 relying on volunteer fire departments and search and rescue services, in addition to the size of our district and county stretching law enforcement and road services thin, how do you plan to provide our communities with the necessary resources to keep us safe?
So, I know as far as the sheriff's department right now, they just went through negotiations and they did it right. They had to increase the wages of the deputies because they can't get deputies. So, that's one area, and you can expound on that. You start getting better benefits, but it's all a balance because you have your taxes and you have to keep your levies right in line because the voters don't want their taxes to keep going up. Fall Lake, we need to get them their ambulance service going because that's huge, you know, to get, if somebody has a call, they need to have medical people there as soon as possible. And as far as fire departments go, being a fireman, I know, the equipment, you got to make sure that they can get their equipment. And as far as the search and rescue, we really need to entice them by having a pension plan of some sort like the fire departments do. I think that'll bring more people out.
Thank you, Mr. Morrow. Mr. Baltich?
Fire, ambulance, and law enforcement, all very, very important things, always to me. I've had to use the ambulance, not myself, but for relatives in the past. And they came right out, and if they didn't come right out, I'm wondering what I would be doing right now in that situation. One thing I see, though, we get a lot of search and rescue going on right by my resort all the time. Just yesterday, somebody headed out to Snowbank. I would really like to see search and rescue for a lot of the things that happen in the Boundary Waters. I'd like to see a fee. I hate to say this, but when you get search and rescue coming out because you got a paper cut and you don't want to paddle your canoe home, you got to pay a fee, and you pay for all those guys that show up. I'm tired of this everything free. We got that going on. They're abusing the system in northern St. Louis County and in northern Lake County, and I don't think it's right because those guys are all busting their butts to get out there, and sure, they're getting paid, but still, it's not right. So I would like to see a fee. I'd like to see the county put one
in. Thank you, Mr. Baltich. Mr. Harmon?
I don't agree with a fee. I've got a couple of wilderness fires under my belt. Since Lake County is the whole northern third of Lake County is in the Boundary Waters, and we've got one of the world's largest tinder boxes that the Forest Service is well aware of, there's a way to join players to get on the same page as far as search and rescue. I don't think it would be that difficult. Call your local politicians. County commissioners can reach out to the governor on down. So if the questions are serious enough, call the governor. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
Well, right now I believe we have a strong law enforcement and search and rescue service. Always room for improvement, no doubt. I think we need more dollars allocated to be able to increase the personnel that they need on all the way around. Everybody's touched on that. I would look at, if I was commissioner, I think we could save some serious cash and put it back into something useful or save the dollars through the motor pool. I don't believe the vehicle's got to be replaced every 2 years at $100,000+ a piece. I think they can be prolonged for a year or two or whatever. Everything, countywide, I'm talking machinery, whatever. It's all nice to have brand new, smelly inside, interior, flashy paint, but I think we can do better than that and manage those a lot better.
Thank you. Mr. Hartshorn?
I do believe, I think, I don't know this for a fact, that the Sheriff's Department leases vehicles now, but I agree with Joe. If you got the money to go play in the woods and you get a broken leg and you were goofing off on your four-wheeler or your snowmobile, I think you should have to pay. Mm-hmm. I do believe that. I've thought that for many years. Why should I foot the bill for somebody that comes up here to play on the weekend and make our people that can't enjoy their weekend go look for them because they followed their GPS and put their Jeep clear to the back doors in a swamp. And that has happened.
Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
Yeah, I served on search and rescue here in Finland for 3 years back before some of my travels, and it was an incredibly rewarding experience and was also a lot of work and a big commitment. And I haven't been seeing as many young people join that. And I know kind of getting people engaged with the volunteer, which is most of our search and rescue services, is super important. And it's such a high value because then we have people close by dispersed so that when you call 911, somebody's actually at your door quickly because the ambulances are often very far away because we're so rural. And so I think that volunteer search and rescue is such an important thing to put resources into and to really raise up in the community for the worth that brings and the value that brings so that we can try and bring more young people into that to keep it vibrant and thriving. And really appreciate that it is that big commitment. I think somebody had thrown out the idea earlier of like having pension like fire does. I think that's a great idea. I think there's a lot of other kind of creative ways where we can look at the problem and try to figure out how to bring young people
Thank
into
you,
the
Mr.
force.
Buzz. We will begin the 30-second additional comments round. Mr. Morrow?
I agree with Paul and Joe on the fee. And one way you could do that is everybody that enters the Boundary Waters gets a fee added onto their permit. That would take legislation, and we would have to go to our legislatures and make sure that happens. As far as, you know, Jack was talking about replacing vehicles and stuff like that, that's something that would be a priority of mine, too, is to look at schedules, see what their schedules are for replacement. I know we did that in the city of Silver Bay. They hadn't had that done, and it...
Thank you, Mr. Morrow.
It made a difference, checking the schedules.
Mr. Baltich?
I'm back to the fee. I really think something has to be worked out that way. You know, I like the idea of putting a fee on the Boundary Waters permits to some degree, except it would take federal legislation that would be rather difficult to do or some kind of administrative thing through the Forest Service. So that might be a tough one to pull off. However, working out, you know, we've got first responders that show up immediately, and I really am proud of those people, and I think they do a great job. And that's one good thing that we have while we're waiting for the ambulance.
Thank you, Mr. Baltich. Mr. Harmon?
I'll yield my time.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson?
Well, we've got good search and rescue, but we've got an older generation now that is not picking up where we left off, and the younger generation is not doing it. I don't know where we missed a boat, how these millennials are trained or whatever, but we need to have them here, the younger generation, which means jobs. But what do you do to spark their interest and get them going to get involved? I don't know.
Thank you. Mr. Hartshorn?
Yeah, I agree. There's got to be a way to set a fire under some of these people's behind, because they're not stepping up. I mean, it's and the same with the work. People could live off the system, and maybe they should be forced to go to work. I don't know. But then we're coming into a different kind of government if we do that. So,
thank you. Mr. Abbas?
I wouldn't be in favor of a fee for emergency services, because that would restrict people's willingness to call 911. And that's an important service that we don't want to restrict. But I do think we do need to figure out ways to recoup that burden that's put on us by the tourism industry through the use of county services for tourism. And so I think there are creative ways we can look at doing that, and other ways of bringing that income. The ambulance is private in our county and has had a fee previously, and that was problematic for some people.
Thank you, Mr. Abbas. All right, so Mr. Baltich will be starting this next round. 1 minute questions. This is one that was submitted by a resident. Where did it go? Sorry. With regards to environmental concern, specifically trash and recycling. So the Moccasin Mike landfill is predicted to be full by 2025, and waste removal costs will rise as we transport our trash further to another landfill. Additionally, recycling access is limited in our part of the county. What plans do you have for addressing this challenge?
First thing I would be doing in this situation was we got to find out what available lands are nearby that would be suitable to open another landfill or some sort of a facility. We have to have a way to get rid of waste, unless either that or we can all quit producing it, and that's not going to happen. So, we can try to reduce it ourselves, but realistically, you're going to need a landfill, and you're going to have a system in place. I would say we might have to approach federal dollars for help on this. If that's a possibility, we make some calls and see what's available, state possibly. But something has to be done. And also, too, you're in the Lake Superior Basin here, so that would be probably more something we might be able to find federally that could help with that, because – it affects Lake Superior, and that affects numerous states. So, again, the feds, it appears to me, would be willing to step in. It's the only solution I have right now is research, look at what we can do, find a suitable piece of land, and make use of it with a new proper facility.
Mr. Harmon? Oh, boy. There's no shortage of room for landfills, especially in central and southern Minnesota. Up here, there's room. I don't know if it's private ownership, if there's county lease land available as something to look into as far as a lease arrangement with Lake County to see what land is available. Those are the questions that a new commissioner is going to ask anyway, but talk to the other five commissioners, the other four commissioners, and see where their head is at, what they think they should do, and go with their lead on this issue. That's all.
A lot of landfills have become privatized and are under corporate ownership, basically. But we do have a lot of land right here in Lake County that could be, I'm talking a spent gravel pit or something. We have a lot of county land that could be utilized if we used it that way. And on the environmental concern, we live in an area where everybody wants to move to, right? That tells me we've been doing something right. We've been logging here. We've been mining here for 150 years or more.
We are constantly improving our methods and technology. Is it done? No, 30 seconds. We're making our environmental standards better, closer, tighter, and we go ahead and we strive and we meet them. And everybody wants to be a responsible environmentalist and citizen. And I think with some forethought, we can do that. And with some meeting of other people and corporations, we could probably find a place to take care of the recyclables and stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson. Mr. Hartshorn.
Compost and recycle. And we got to get, you know, they've proven that they can recycle tires and plastic into pavement, mix it with aggregate and asphalt, and encapsulate it in highways, and it's not happening. And I think everybody's going to have to become an environmentalist, maybe not a preservationist, but an environmentalist, and start recycling. And I got three chickens, boy. I tell you what, they take care of a lot of my garbage.
There you go.
Coach. Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
The county actually just passed a 10-year plan as part of a collaborative for a lot of neighboring communities that are in a similar issue to us. And so I think this is a bigger problem than just our county, and we need to work as a broader community to address it. That plan, I don't think, went far enough. It was small amounts of increased composting and diversion of waste, and I think we need to go a lot further. So much of the trash we are currently putting in landfills could be a resource rather than a burden. If we compost it, it becomes rich fertilizer for our plants and animals, and if we turn plastic and other metals and waste products into a resource, both it brings value and we're able to sell a value-added product, but then it also brings value in the jobs and the work that's needed to do that processing here locally. And so I think that's the approach we need to take, and we need to look at it at a regional scale, because that really is the scale we're dealing with here.
Thank you. Mr. Marl?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same with Colby there. We could do a facility in Lake County. We could use forfeited land, or like Jack said, a sand pit. You have to find the right spot to do it. But the concern is you have to worry about the water and your soil as far as the bioprocesses that happen after. But you're going to create jobs. And we were just talking about that. What do we need here to keep kids here? Jobs. And that's one way to bring jobs here. But at the same time, we're getting rid of our recycling. The only other way you could do it is you just don't buy plastic anymore. Force them to go back to the glass. That's all I got.
Mr. Baltich? 30 seconds.
If we tell them not to buy plastic anymore, what do we do in the meantime? You know, it's when you need a pop, you know, you're going to have to get one somewhere. Part of the problem with recycling plastics is 15% of the plastics that you recycle that sit in your recycling bin get used for actual recycling. The rest get carted away. They get shipped overseas. They end up in the ocean. They get scattered all over to the four corners of the earth. Unfortunately, the recycling is a tough situation because everybody likes the idea, but not a lot of people participate. So again, I'm back to developing a proper system, a proper facility with architecture and engineering, and go from there.
Mr. Harmon?
Well, there's money in biomass, that's for sure. I don't know. I haven't done any serious research yet on the new designs of burnable garbage and recycling. There's the technology is there where even solid waste could be burned safely. There's just so much research to do, but the answers are there, and the technology is not far away from being able to burn cleanly.
Thank you, Mr. Harwin. Mr. Nelson?
I'll echo what Joel said there. I mean, we all want to do good and probably can do good and stuff, but the reality is that it's not there. The technology's not there. It's coming, maybe. We have to, if the county was to invest in something like that, it would create jobs, but you're talking a major, major expense. Now, we're looking at balancing budgets and doing all that. In order to make that happen,
it's pretty cost inefficient.
Thank you. Mr. Hartshorn?
There is a the electricity generating plant in Elk River that burns garbage. And it has for, well, I was down there 30 years ago and it was burning garbage then. And, well, I guess it's the recycling compost. That's what we're going to have to do. I mean, if you can shred plastic and put it in a highway, no problem. Or put it in cement.
Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
This is a messy problem. And so I think it's really easy to out of sight, out of mind, push it aside. But it is an urgent issue, partly because of the landfill filling, but also because where does the waste go if it's too expensive and people don't want to send it to the proper disposal means? It goes into our forests, into our lakes and our rivers. So this isn't a problem we can ignore. It is a problem we need to take head on to really make sure it doesn't hurt the environment for many generations to come.
Thank you. Mr. Marl?
Yeah, if we don't do it here, we're going to have, I mean, the next spot is over by Cotton. So you're basically bringing all that garbage over there. Our costs go up. I don't know if it's feasible to even do it in Lake County because you could possibly damage the water. You could damage the soil. That's not out of my realm. I don't know the specifics of how all of that works, but it brings jobs. So.
Thank you. Okay, so that was six rounds of questions. There are many further topics to be discussed. Again, want to invite people in the audience to write down questions that will be compiled and sent to all the candidates so that they can respond in more detail, given the time constraints of this event with six candidates speaking. I just want to thank you all for the grace that you gave me as a moderator, first time doing this role. I appreciate your candor and respect. And I wanted to check in, see if we can be flexible here, if we wanted to stick with the 1 minute format for closing remarks or if we wanted to increase to, say, 3 minutes if we have the time.
Yep.
And you can always cut it short and return your time. So three minutes for the closing remarks, just because I know there was a lot more to get into with regards to all the topics that we had on the possible topics on the agenda. So we will begin as we started here with the random roll of the dice. Mr. Harmon.
Lake County needs a lot more publicity. Luna Moth, if you people know your moths and butterflies, there's a Luna Moth Festival, which is, the Luna Moth is from this neck of the woods, Wisconsin, Minnesota, to bring people into Lake County for educational reasons, for example, festivals that would bring people into Lake County. Pretty easy to draw people to this region because of its location and history. To be commissioner, I think that would be the definitive job, especially for me. I'm a full-time actor. I'm writing a script about the history of the Boundary Waters, so I'm traveling, looking at locations, and look forward to the opportunity. Just part of me again wants to resign. These guys are all so much qualified, higher qualified than I am, but it's about personality. It's about how, what your tenacity is to have things get done and willing to do the research, and it's all about the research. So thank you very much, and thank you all for coming here tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Nelson.
Well, thank you all for coming tonight, too. We kind of had a hit list that I thought we were going to go down, and I'd like to address a couple of them things, which is a severe issue here in Lake County, the road maintenance and snow removal. We're severely lacking employees in all departments, and the operators are underpaid compared to the rest of the county departments, which is a major safety factor in the ability to perform their jobs. Are we getting all the infrastructure money from Mr. Biden's infrastructure bill? Are we getting that, all that money so we can use that? I don't know how much that's been pursued. I believe we could do better on our dust control of the rural roads. It's not a major expense. It can be done cheap. I know it can be because I've done it myself. And I think we got to work together with the DOT and Minnesota DOT and fix Highway 61, or at least make them aware of a culvert that's sinking and been that way for 3 months. Apparently, they don't see it. Maybe we need some kind of communication person to talk to the state. I don't know. Property taxes. I believe we need to take a serious look at the values and reclassification of our properties. This formula is not fair to residents that have lived here all their lives and are taxed out of their homes. When the tax forfeit numbers start climbing, that tells me that something's seriously wrong. They're getting driven out of their places. They're letting their lands go. That's not normal. Permitting. There are some serious issues with our permitting and planning process. You should not feel like a prisoner going in front of a parole board when you're going and simply asking for a permit to either put a deck on your house or something. That's not right. That's not welcoming. And we need to change that. We need to eliminate a lot of the red tape and the frustration that comes with that. How much time do I got? The utilities. The fiber has been good for promoting home sales, like Joe said, and giving business a good leg up. Our cell phone coverage and emergency services has gotten better. If you all noticed, we got pretty good coverage. And after being on the fire department for all them years, it was pretty sad. But we're getting better. We should capitalize on our gravel pits by making it more available to sell aggregate. The recycling and the landfill programs need to be reevaluated. Mental health. I don't know if you all know, but that's a $7 million hit to the Lake County budget. $7 million is right now on the forefront. We need to look at that seriously and see if the people are abusing this. We need to have drug tests for able-bodied people or across the board. If you're on the dole from the county and the working man's got to take a drug test to keep his job and keep his employment and taxes being withdrawn, I think the people that are on the dole should be drug tested also. That's it.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Drug testing. If you're collecting public money, be drug tested. As far as the roads, I know last winter was a big tax on every government entity because of the amount of snow we got. Otherwise, I guess I ain't got a whole lot to add to what I've said and what I put in the North Shore Journal. So I want to thank everybody for coming.
Thank you. Mr. Abbas?
Yeah, no, we've talked about a lot of issues here today at a very surface level. And so I encourage all of you to reach out to me personally, and I would be happy and love to talk with you in more depth about these issues and hear what you have to say about it, share what I know or what I've heard from others. So please reach out and so we can talk in depth and really work through these challenging issues. My phone number is 218-353-1512. So please give me a call or check out my website, colbyabbas.wordpress.com. I'll get a real URL if I get through the primary, so vote for me. for me, I have a lot of hope for our community. I moved back here because I see a thriving environment and a place I want to live in. And that's why I'm running, is because I have hope for the future and for what we can be and do in the future. Right now, specifically, we have hundreds of thousands of dollars of COVID recovery money that is not yet allocated to projects. And so that's a whole pot available for figuring out programs and ways to at least start addressing these problems. It's not enough to fix any, even one of these problems, but it's a start and it's a really valuable resource that we should take advantage of. I want to thank all the volunteers that helped make this event possible and all of you for participating. This is what makes democracy powerful, and it really is really important and so impactful to be engaged at this local level of government. Please vote for me August 8th, and I will faithfully work for you and a thriving community for us all. Thank you.
So first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for coming and hearing all of us as to what... I got a little friend there. I almost got him. But no, I thank you all for coming. You heard what everybody had to say. And I encourage you to get out and vote on August 8th. I'd appreciate your vote. And if not, vote for one of these that you think is better than me. And if you think they're better than me, vote for them. It's all about you. I'm here for your vote. But it's your vote. I'm your voice for that vote. I'd also like to thank Dan for hosting this tonight as a moderator, and Colby for setting it up. I thought that was really nice of him to do that. And it gives you the opportunity to get everybody, you know, that what they had to say and how they feel about things. I got another friend coming up here. I'm here to serve you all. I've been in service my whole life from the time I was in, when I was little. My mom and dad always taught me about serving people. And then I went into the service, and then I served people in my jobs. I was in mining. I was in hospitality. I was at the schools and in the hospitals also. But it was always service of people. So that's what I'm all about. And if you want me to be your voice, I will serve you. But I'm going to ask something in return from you. President Kennedy always said, ask not what you can do for your country or what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. It comes right back down to the county. What can you do for the county? And I would physically ask you to be on a board or to communicate with me as a commissioner. So I know what you want. Those are the two things that I'd ask for your vote on August 8th. I appreciate that. And good luck to everybody here.
Thank you, Mr. Baltich. Thank you, Colby and Dan, for having us. I think this was wonderful. I'm glad I got to meet everybody here, at least if nothing else, sit in front of you for a while. I know some of you in the audience. I plan to, as if elected to the commissioner position, to use my long past in business and in politics and public service in other ways to try to push this county forward. Again, I reiterate to my original statement, I want a strong and vibrant county when I'm 80 years old. And I right now think we need to get going right now. We need to attract young people. We need business to attract young people. We need amenities to get them here. And you know, everybody says that they want to attract young people. Well, all we can do is try. I plan to use my experience. I've got a pretty strong marketing background to contribute in ways that I can to the county to make this actually happen with the county board if I'm in that position. I would make myself very available to everybody here and the entire district. And another thing that's important to me, and I said this before, is I will be representing this district from top to bottom, the whole district. But more importantly, I will represent the district as part of the county, because we can't just be a strong district. We need to be a strong county. All five districts need to be, and they need to work together. And that would be my goal. If I get your vote, that's what I'm planning to do. I think you should vote for me because I'm fun. No, but nonetheless, if you could, I would appreciate it greatly, because I do want to get through the primary. I am fired up for this job, and I'm looking to do a good job for you and for me. Somewhat selfish motivation, but my selfish motivation is your benefit, because it's the same thing everybody wants. At least I believe so. Everybody wants a good life. Let's get one. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to extend a round of applause and a huge thank you to all our candidates for giving their time and attention to be here. A huge thank you, maybe from the candidates, round of applause for the audience being here tonight, especially those who drove from a long distance. And a special thanks to KTWH for the live stream and hosting it on their website. It will be available for replay at any time on demand. And Just a reminder that the primary elections will be held on August 8th, 2023, with the top two candidates advancing to the general election on November 7th, 2023. And absentee voting and mail-in ballots are available leading up to that August 8th election. So with that, I'd like to conclude the Lake County District 1 commissioner debate and just hope everyone gets home safe right as the storm comes in. Thank you.